Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese, Please with yours truly, Snark Dude Smythe.
And yours sincerely, Daffodil Potter.
Hey, is that your real name, Daffy?
Yes.
You didn't actually rename your last name when the Harry Potter films came out, did you?
No.
You sure you've always been a Potter?
All my life.
What about that? You weren't named after that guy in MASH, right? Colonel Sherman Potter? That wasn't your grandfather at all.
No.
So how did you get the name Potter?
It was my father's last name, and he married my mother and made her a Potter, and then they got together and made me a little Potter.
Oh, well, there we go. I always wondered that. I just thinking out loud here. On the show that is Cheese, Please, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And we're really getting weird this week.
Well, you know, every once in a while, we just have to kind of throw common sense out the door.
Hey, you know.
And invite the talk shows in.
Exactly. Outrageous talk show hosts who sing. Yeah, you've heard Jerry Springer on this show before, but you haven't heard Morton Downey Jr. before.
We're sorry. Actually, no, we're not, but we'll pretend we're sorry.
Okay, yeah. His one album he ever recorded, we found two cuts from it, and that was a challenge in itself.
But we knew they were out there, and we put on our cheesy detective hats, and we went searching.
And hey, guess what? We're going to play a request from a guy who doesn't want a request.
Well, no, he doesn't want to be identified.
Well, Sarah, same thing.
He's in the Witless Protection Program with all of our other Cheese Please listeners.
That's pretty much it. But we're starting off the show with Fred Lowery, the whistle guy. He likes to whistle songs. We got Walking Along, Kicking the Leaves coming up shortly, and whistling, of course. But we're starting off with Happy Hobo. Right here on
Whistling While You Work with Cheese Please.
Orphan stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Aww.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
Hey,
with Fred Lowry walking along, kicking the leaves. And before that, we had the Happy Hobo. Very happy he didn't have to eat out of a can of beans this evening.
Cold beans.
Cold beans. Well, he could have started a fire on the side of the road, you know.
In a barrel.
In a barrel, yeah. That's how he heated the beans. He had a big pair of tongs, right, Daffodil?
Big mitts.
Something like that. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you, of course, are listening to Cheese Please.
Yes, and you meant to say the witness protection program on that, didn't you?
What I said.
Not witless.
I said witness.
Our listeners are not witless.
No, I said witness.
No, you didn't. You
are
said
you sure?
Witless.
Because I meant to say witness.
Yes, I know. I hope so. Anyway, not witless. You don't want to insult the listeners.
No, I would never want to insult our listeners.
Listeners. Yeah, you sound like Elmer Fudd. Anyway, on the show this week, we're profiling outrageous talk show hosts who sing a celebrity slip-up special. And we have four cuts, two of which are coming from Morton Downey Jr., and then the other two from Jerry Springer.
And kind of mixing it up, because we're doing one of each in each set.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Morton Downey Jr. considered himself a bit of a singer and never really went anywhere.
So did Jerry Springer.
Yes, but you know what they are successful for?
Not singing.
Pioneers and talk show hosts and being outrageous. Morton is the lead on that one. Jerry just, well, rode the wave after the fact. But still, very significant. We're going to hear a little later Dr. Talk and Jerry Springer and Zip It Morton Downey Jr. But we're starting off this profile with Jerry Springer and Please Help Me, I'm Falling, the country song.
Oh, dear.
Coming up shortly. But starting off, we have Morton Downey Jr. and Hey, Mr. Dealer. A few bleeps here. Right here on...
Once again, bringing you the best and the brightest, it's Cheese Please.
Hey there, Mr. Dealer, you drug-pushing son of a bitch, messing up the minds of the kids of America just to make your ass rich. You're the sleazebag of the country, the garbage of our land. The devil is awaiting just to welcome you to your eternal promised land.
So take your drugs and shove them. We've had our fill of them. We won't rest till your ass is on death. Son of a f***, we hope that you die slow. Hey there, Mr. Dealer, I hope you're proud of what you do. But I've got a little bit of news, especially for you. You know that lovely child you used to hold in your arms so close? He just dropped dead from the drugs you spread, another cocaine overdose. So take your drugs and shove them. We've had our fill of them. We won't rest till your ass is on death row. Your epitaph will read, here lies a man of greed. Slime-sucking, drug-pushing son of a f***, we hope that you die slow. Slime-sucking, drug-pushing son of a f***, we hope that you die slow.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Please help me, I'm falling. falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling, I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
I belong to another whose arms have grown cold, but I promise forever to have and to hold. I can never be
help me, I'm falling,
and that would be sin.
Close the door to temptation,
don't let me walk in.
For I mustn't want you,
but darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
In love with you.
Kerry Springer, please help me. My ears are paining.
My ears are falling off.
Yeah.
Please help me, I'm falling. My ear, help, please help me, my ears are falling off.
Oh, and before that, we have Morton Downey Jr., and I bleeped that, okay?
You
I was
had
the one.
To.
I had no choice.
The this rest? Is a family-friendly show, you know.
Well, yeah, but I had to bleep that. It's just, however, the next two Jerry Springer, Morton Downey Jr. songs.
No bleeping?
No bleeping.
Good.
We got Dr. Talk coming up shortly with Jerry Springer, but starting it off with Morton Downey Jr., summing it up by saying, zip it. Right here on?
More talk show madness from Cheese Please.
The kids are crying and your wife is on your case. She's a nagging and a ragging some senseless crap. Mother-in-law says you're a no-good bum. God, I wish that woman would shut her trap. Well, your head starts pounding and you're starting to shake. Your blood pressure's on the rise. But there's a surefire cure called the loudmouth method. I think you better give it a try.
Just tell them.
Zip it.
What did he say?
You heard him.
Zip it.
Oh, what did he say?
He didn't say whip it. He didn't say flip it. He said
zip that. Pop pulled you over on the way to work. You get a 2-hour lecture cause you ran a red light. Boss is bitching cause you came in late. He's moaning and a groaning, what an ugly sight. Well, your skin starts crawling and you're feeling kinda weak. My God, you think you're gonna die. But there's a surefire cure called the loudmouth method. I think you better give it a try.
Just tell them.
Sip it.
What did he say?
You heard him.
Sip it.
What did he say?
He didn't say whip it. He didn't say whip it. He said
sip it. Hey, Mr. Politician, here we go again. You promise us this and you promise us that. Win our votes with your BS garbage. Then we find you're just another lying bureaucrat. Your blood begins to boil and you break into a sweat when you hear those terrible lies. But there's a surefire cure called the loudmouth method. I think you better give it a try.
What did he say?
You heard him.
Seven.
What did he say?
He didn't say
cheese, please, the staple on your musical snack tray.
Going well, you're halfway to hell. You lost everything that counts. Gone is your spouse and maybe the house. All you haven't lost are pounds. The kids are bawling, creditors calling. When did life become this curse? The car won't run, your days seem done. Could things ever get any worse? But then there's Oprah, Bill and Sally, and Jerry Springer too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining, things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. I mean that stuff on there will raise your hair, you'll do a double take. Like a pretty John with high heels on, out looking for a date. Or that big bald-headed woman with a tattoo on her face, who swears she was abducted by a man from outer space. Now I know your lover left you with who you thought was your best friend, and the dog you taught to fetch a ball just bit you in your rear end. But remember that guy on Springer who cried and fought and swore that last week he talked to Elvis at a Memphis Walmart store. But then there's Oprah, Bill and Sally, and Jerry Springer too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining, things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. Well, the dog bite, it'll heal, and the hurtin', it's just a cut. And the lover who left you, well, it's best that he did, he'll probably wind up on his butt. So give thanks for life, even when it's not the best. You see, there's always worse. You could be a talk show guest. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining, things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. But then there's Oprah, Bill and Sally, and Jerry Springer too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining, things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. But then there's Oprah, Bill and Sally, and Jerry Springer too.
Keys Please with Jerry Springer and Dr. Talk, the title song from his 1994 CD.
You know, that's kind of like people who talk about themselves in the third person.
Why?
Like if you were to, if I was to say, like, you know, Daffodil's hungry.
Yes.
Daffodil wants to go to the diner.
Yes.
Daffodil wants a piece of chocolate cake.
Yes.
Yeah, him singing about himself is kind of like that.
Okay. You're not sending a bit of a mixed message there, are you?
Nope.
Okay. Before that, Morton Downey Jr., who, his father was very famous in the 1930s as a singer, Jr. wasn't so much. As proven on this show this week with Zip It. And ending off our outrageous talk show host who sing. Or should I say, outrageous talk show host who sing. What?
All right, enough of that. Move on.
Okay. Jeez, bossy. Here
move
we go.
On.
Okay.
Now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Because it's a request this
yes.
week on the show.
From a listener who will remain nameless on the East Coast.
East Coast. That really narrows it down.
of one of the two countries.
Ooh, that really narrows it down. Well, if I say the
name... That border the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, yes. Well, if I say the name of the song might help, Pinkerton Bodden. He sent us an email the other day, not Pinkerton Bodden, but this guy did, and said he wanted to hear the Lobster Song.
And we aim to please when someone sends us a request. If we can, we do play it.
It took us a while to find it, but we found a live version of this. The actual title is I Lobster and Never Flounder.
Right here on Cheese Please.
We're going to do a fish song for you. It's actually about a love relationship that washed up on the rocks.
That's right. Too late, the guy realizes his girl is gone and something very fishy is going on.
I was a cook, but she was a waitress down at Salty Sam Seafood Cafe. And somewhere between the clam juice and the seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his cart. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart. I said, just squid and leave me for that piano tuna. If you want a trout, someone new.
She was the best I ever had. Now my life has no porpoise.
Oh my God, I love her. Yes, I do.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder.
He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his cart.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
Boy, I swordfish she'd come back to me. I'd show her one whale of a time.
Now, Richard, you know she just pulled that knot tonight. I've got a haddock routine.
Well, you're probably right, but you know, I've kept her picture in my walleye just for the halibut. I wonder if she's still got mine in her perch.
Keys, please. I love stir and never flounder. Pinkerton Bodden by request.
I
here
like
on the
that.
Show this week. Isn't that catchy?
I might have to add that to my list of favorite songs. Can you imagine that back to back with the pizza that ate Chicago?
Oh my God, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Did you just make another fish joke?
Oh, my God! Well, why not? Everyone else seems to be. Really. On the show this week, by the way, if you have a request, if we can find it...
we will play it.
We'll sneak it in here sometime. Took
we
us a while.
Take requests.
Took us a while to find that one, but email us comments at cheeseplease.com like this man did.
Find us on Facebook.
Yes, we're always there too.
Find us on Twitter.
We have a Twitter account?
We do, at Weekly Cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Who looks after that? I know I don't.
I kind of sometimes do. We might not tweet as much as we should, but if people started sending us tweets, we might.
Ah,
if people started following us on Twitter, we'd probably tweet more.
And what is that again?
Weekly Cheese.
Weekly Cheese, spelled C-H-E-E-Z-E. Thank you. Or Z-E if you're in Canada.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
right.
here we
do
go.
Your thing.
Here we go. We got complaints on me doing that, didn't
you
we?
You yell too much.
We got complaints.
What'd you find?
We got Paul Ballinger and the Flares doing Pig.
That sounds interesting.
Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to call Cheese Please. Come back again next week. We will have more of the same. More fun and shenanigans shall be had.
Big.
So round, so firm, and a hairy back. You a pig.
You a pig.
You got black teeth. You got big feet. You got fat jaws.
Pig.
You got a fat nose, like on a pig nose. Your meat is sloppy, and your ears is floppy. Fat nose, pig nose, even sloppy ears is floppy.
You a pig.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.